As well as placing our hope in God and holding on to Him, we are also encouraged to be joyful and to have a grateful and thankful heart in all circumstances. Paul's message to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, is still just as important and relevant today as it was back in his time. He encourages us by saying, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If we can live out these words, if we can just hold on to God no matter what, we can overcome all the obstacles and troubles we face in this world.
Romans 1, verse 16. It reads, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." Listen to those words. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. A lot of people in this world have things that they're proud of. And equally, a lot of people have things that they're ashamed of. Now, when it comes to us, as children of God, are we ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed to say that I am a Christian who believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed to say that I am a Christian who believes that one day the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first? Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Are we ashamed to tell our coworkers things like, "I believe that heaven is a real place, hell is a real place, and if you reject Jesus Christ, you'll spend eternity in hell. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you will enter eternal life." Saints, are we ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we ashamed to tell our friends and family that we all need to turn towards Jesus Christ and repent? For the kingdom of God, it is at hand. As believers, we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not be ashamed of the gospel because the devil and the world, oh, they are aggressively spreading a message of deception. The devil in this world is aggressively trying to lead people away from the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, it is time that we, as believers of Jesus Christ, stand up and declare to the world that there is a Savior. There is someone who can set you free if you're bound. There is a Redeemer, and His name is Jesus Christ. Saints, we should not be ashamed of the gospel, but Christians must stand up and fight for the gospel. We must rise as sons and daughters of the Most High and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. We must proclaim, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." And so I encourage you, be bold. As the voice of the world gets louder, the voice of the church must also become.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Louder. The voice of you and I as believers must also be louder. And we must tell every soul we can that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King. So saints, don't be silent. Refuse to be silenced by the world. Tell them of Jesus. Speak of Jesus. Shout about Jesus. And do not ever be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. Those are the words of Jesus Christ in John chapter 14, verse 1. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you have every reason not to be troubled. You have every reason not to be anxious or worried within your heart.
The life of a Christian isn't easy. Jesus himself said that in this life we will have trouble. But he commands us to take heart, for he has overcome the world.
Do you have an issue with anger? Look at your heart. Do you have an issue with self-control? An issue with gambling? Do you keep cycling in and out of the same sin? Well, it's a heart issue. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, the Bible says. The issues of life are heart issues.
Don't be intimidated by the magnitude of the temptation around you. Don't be frightened by the size of the enemy. Instead, take up your weapons. Take up prayer. Take up the Word of God. Take up joy and peace in the midst of adversity. These are the things that the devil can't stand.
I believe that the reason we should not let our hearts be troubled can be found in John chapter 14, verse 6, which reads, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you move on further to read John chapter 14, verse 16, the Bible says, And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. And so from these two verses, we know that if you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, then you have accepted the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. There is nothing that he does not regulate. There is nothing that he is unaware of. He is the answer. He is the solution for all things. And the fact that he has given us a helper, the wonderful Holy Spirit, this means that we have help in times of trouble. We have strength in times of weakness, and we have guidance in times of uncertainty. So do not let your heart be troubled, because if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if we submit to his ruling authority in our hearts, then you and I become like sheep to the Good Shepherd.